I've managed to take one of the rangers aside for a quick chat, Corporal Norman Makoha. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, you're right. Norman Makoha from Mount Elgon National Park.
And how far have you come to come here and be trained?
Yeah, it is a long way. From Mount Elgon up to here, it's almost a whole day, 16-hour drive.
Wow, wow. And how do you feel being a member of the Kenyan Wildlife Service?
Yeah, it's great. Being a conservationist, it's kind of a calling, you know. You don't just wake up, then you start doing this thing, but you have to, it comes from your heart. It comes from your heart. Then before you become a conservationist in the Kenya Wildlife Service, you must undergo a basic paramilitary training.
That was an aeroplane flying about 25 feet above our heads. Your pilots are very skilled.
Yeah, they are skilled and they love doing that because when you are in the patrol, they almost come near you so that you feel supported when you're doing your patrols.
Interesting. I also know that these pilots have to scare the cattle away, like the Maasai's cattle, in case they roam into parks. Is that right?
Yeah, I have done also cattle drive and they come to help us because sometimes we are in the bush, we cannot see where the cattle are. They come near. When they go down like that, you know that that place we have cattle. And when they do that, the cattle get scared and they run away from the park.
But then I was just in the plane a very short while ago looking at the wild animals and they almost turn the engine off, quietly gliding over the top. When they need to be quiet, they can be quiet. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think those pilots are well trained. They know how to manipulate that aeroplane so that when you reach the animals, you don't disturb the animals. Because the rule in the park is don't disturb the wild animals.
No, definitely, definitely. And you guys, you've been doing a lot of first aid training recently. Had you done any first aid training before?
Yeah, this is the second time we're doing it. We do it in our basic paramilitary, but this one is quite intensive. It is more detailed when compared to what we do in the basic paramilitary.
Is that because you've got access to some equipment now which you wouldn't normally have access to?
Yeah, some equipment weren't there initially, but at the moment we are getting good equipment and we are finding them more useful compared to what we initially had.
Yeah. So obviously there's a big issue with poachers, which is to a certain extent being controlled by you guys. What kind of examples can you give me of instances where you've been involved?
Okay. Right now I've been transferred to Mount Elgon and I've not stayed there for quite some time, so maybe a month. But when I was in Savo East, we have heard this poaching activities with the bandits, and I remember one instance. I was at the base and around maybe 18 kilometers away from where I was, so the section that I was manning called me and they said they had a contact. Unfortunately, one of our rangers was shot, and I was responsible for the coordination between that section and the people from headquarters to come and support those people. So these things happen in the bush. It's not a story that...
Yeah, and two things that you're being trained for here, radio and medical, will both come into that story and are very important because you need to deal with any injuries that a ranger has. And there you are using a radio, enabling communication across sometimes huge distances.
Yeah, sometimes, okay, it is very difficult. For example, during that time when that thing happened, those rangers called me, and it was difficult to communicate with them at that time because they were scared. And even after the airplane had passed over them, they were being told, the two that remained, they were being told to come up and help the other guy. They were afraid because they thought those bodies were around. Yeah. But the airplane had already cleared.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think communication together with first aid, I think it is perfect for the...
Which is exactly what you've been doing here. You've been told to react straight away, get to safe place, protect your injured. And I've seen it really smoothly. You guys look really professional, and you know, I don't see much fear. And there are bangs going off and smoke going off and planes about this height. Well, about your height, you're a bit taller than me.
yeah. Well, the basic training that we're being given at this stage, it brings out the fear in you. You don't have to be scared of anything because If you get scared, you'll not be able to save a life.
Yeah.
You'll not be able to save yourself. You'll not be able to fight if you are scared. So I think this training is good. It's doing great things for us.
When we started talking, you talked about how this, you know, the conservationist in you, it's a calling. You feel you really must protect the animals here in Kenya. Where do you get this feeling from? Because a lot of people see the animals as just a tourist attraction. Is it something deeper with you?
Okay, it's a calling. Why? Because these animals are just in the wilderness. They don't know that we are human beings. They don't know that people protected them. So one time, they must, okay, at a certain stage, they have to be protected. Mm. Because if they are left like that, people will come to take the ivory, people will come to take the rhino horns, people will come to eat some of those animals. So somebody somewhere must feel for those animals.
They're innocent.
Somebody must feel for them, and that somebody happens to be us.
Yes. So I can see you wear your uniform with pride, and it sounds like you're doing a great job. It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you.